So on the board behind me is the 7-step life coaching framework. This is one that I use, it's one that I apply, it's one that I constantly refer back to evaluate and assess where I'm at in life and how it is that I can continue to progress and move forward. But this most likely isn't going to mean anything to you right now. You see, I've written all the 7 steps on the board behind me because these 7 steps, they can't be followed in a linear process, like a linear order. They're kind of a framework that we're all in all of the time. When we get stuck in some area of life, it's because we haven't moved beyond one of those steps. Now, I don't know if that makes sense or not. So to help this make sense to you, what I'm going to do throughout this section is explain to you how it is that I use the 7-step framework. So I'm going to primarily be talking about myself and my own real life experience, through which I'm hoping that you are able to relate. All right? Because if you are able to relate, then you're going to understand. And if you understand, you will then be able to authentically share. Now, I could just do what most online courses do today and just say, these are the 7 steps, this is the information, good luck with that. But I'm not interested in doing that. I want to help you to understand this stuff. Hence the reason I'm self-disclosing and being completely honest about myself. So, I have given a reference throughout the course that I have not lived a perfect life. What qualifies me as a life coach? Well, I could say it's the certificates I have, the qualifications, or I could say it's actually the amount of mistakes that I've made throughout life, because I have screwed my life up so many times you would not believe. And it's one of these major screw-ups, in fact the major screw-up, that I'm going to use to illustrate how it was that I applied those 7 steps. Now, I would like to help you cast your mind back right to the very first section of the course. Do you remember the story that I told you? The story that I shared about the guy who fell into the hole? Do you remember? The guy was walking along the road, he wasn't really paying attention to where he was going, then he fell into a hole that was just too deep that he couldn't get himself out of. Well, if you can't remember, go back, watch that video after this one and remind yourself. Because that guy was actually me one day. And this was a couple of months after I'd left the army. Now, going through the previous sections of the course, I've shared with you how my own personal identity beliefs were developed. And I've also shared how it was that I'd grown to identify myself as being a soldier. I think I also shared how after I'd left the army, this is what kind of caused me the main crisis. Because although I believed that I was a soldier, this was the social label, the identity that I'd attached to myself, now that I wasn't a soldier, this left me in a state of complete identity crisis. Now, because I didn't know who I was anymore, I felt anxious about my future, I was sad and depressed about my past. Now, when was it, in 2005, I think after, you know, a handful of suicide attempts, you know, the first one, it was just drink and drugs, I tried to overdose, gave myself just a bad belly. The second suicide attempt was me going to the train tracks. I lay down on the train tracks, but unfortunately, because it was 11:15 at night, I'd missed the last train. And then my third and final suicide attempt was actually in New Zealand a few years later, where I attempted to jump off a viaduct bridge, which I escaped completely unharmed from, as I just bounced off a tree branch that projected me into a pool of mud. What I'm saying here is that this is kind of the worst case scenario, isn't it? It doesn't really matter what problems people come to you with for life coaching. If someone is so hell-bent and focused on ending their own life, they genuinely feel or believe that there's nothing left for them to live for, they've come to believe that the world's actually going to be a better place if they're no longer in it. There's not really too many holes deeper than that you could find yourself in life, or that your future clients could find themselves in life. Now, just to be clear here, all right, going back then, I'm going to take complete responsibility for how selfish I was, because I had gone to the doctors and the doctors had said, yes, Kane, you are depressed, you have depression. that said, yes, you also have anxiety and you also have post-traumatic stress disorder. And back then, because I was 24 or 25 years old, I thought, holy shit, so I have depression, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder? That must be the reason why I'm so suicidal right now. I've got a disease, I've got an illness, I'm screwed. Because the doctors and the medical professionals and the medication didn't work, didn't do anything, didn't change. If I'm going to be completely honest here, my primary focus back then at that stage of my life was me. Life was all about me. I was the center of my universe. I didn't care about anyone else. I didn't care about anything else. I wasn't contributing back into the world in any way. I wasn't making a difference in anyone's life. The only person I cared about was me, my happiness, me having a nice time. I was a selfish arsehole. All right, pardon le French. So it took me up until 2007, after my last and final suicide attempt, I'd become so destructive in my relationships. I mean, because I was so needy, I was clinging on to people and looking for people to make me well, to fix me, to heal me. Girls, I would manage to manipulate into going out on dates with me. Then I would use them and I would abuse them, and I'd be so desperate. And it was actually after losing the last friend that I actually had, someone that I cared about. I was drunk one night, turned really abusive towards them when I think they just wouldn't agree to go home and sleep with me, right? Something like that. It was ridiculous. I was so selfish. And I woke up the next morning with this pounding headache, but I was looking at my life in this completely different way. Where previously I was looking at my life, I was feeling sorry for myself. I was, oh, poor me, I'm so sad. I don't have what I want. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get what I want. Me, me, me. I woke up this morning and realised how it was that I was actually treating other people. For the first time in my whole life, I became so completely aware of the role that I was playing in the outcomes of my life, in the quality of my life, in the quality of my relationships. And when I realised that, you know what, I am treating people like shit. I don't communicate in a mature way. I don't act or behave in a mature way. That was the day that I realised that I alone, and I'm the catalyst for change. No one's going to come into my life and fix me. No one cares. Everyone else is just trying to make their way in life. And this was the day that instantaneously I took the first step. And the first step is just a mental step. For me, it took me to hit rock bottom hard enough. There was nowhere else to go. I didn't want to live. I had no friends. I was skint. I was broke. No one wanted anything to do with me. And that was the day that I made a decision to change. You see, up until that point then, I hadn't taken responsibility for my life. I hadn't taken responsibility for my actions, from behaviours, from my limiting beliefs, for my attitude sometimes, for the way in which I would conduct myself or communicate with others. For me, back then, my perspective was, it's everyone else's fault my life is the way that it is. I hadn't taken responsibility for anything. And this is what I'm going to suggest, the first step that anyone in life can take towards moving forward and making progress, simply making a decision to change. And we're not talking about just having a nice idea that changing's a nice idea. Oh, I think I'd like to change. It's when our preferences become an absolute must, where we become so hell-bent, so focused, so driven. We are telling ourselves stories such as, things are never going to be the same. I will never go back to living that way that I've lived before in the past. And to be honest with you, as a life coach, it depends on the caliber of the results that you want to get. If your goal is just to make money and make people feel nice, then people will become dependent on you, because there's thousands of people out there that just want someone else in the world to make them feel nice. There's plenty of people in the world who haven't yet taken responsibility for themselves and who haven't yet made a decision to change. Now, you see, this whole course has kind of been pointing towards this in a sneaky kind of way, Because earlier on in the course, we talked about the four traits of maturity and character, you know, maturity, decisiveness, consistency, and strength. And all of this begins through a person's willingness to assume full responsibility for their life. And it's only when we take full responsibility for our lives do we become able to recognize that, you know what? There's absolutely no one else or nothing else in the world that can make me feel better. So this leaves us with a choice. Do I commit the rest of my life towards pursuing things that I hope are just going to simply help me feel better? Or am I willing to make a decision today to commit the rest of my life towards becoming better? Because this is going to determine the caliber of the results that you're going to get with your life coaching clients. If you commit to working with people who just want to feel better, yeah, they're going to become dependent on you, they're going to need you, they're going to keep on coming back and giving you money. But you're actually never going to make progress with them, they're never going to move forward because they haven't yet taken responsibility for themselves. So moving forward, progressing in life, getting away from self-esteem and towards self-concept always begins with making a committed decision to change. Not a half-hearted decision, not a, oh, I think it would be nice someday, but a wholehearted, undivided, fully committed decision to change. This is the first step that your clients should really already have taken before even coming to you for life coaching. If you're able to see this, they are going to be proactive, they are going to be coming to you with fantastic questions, and it's going to make your role as a life coach phenomenally rewarding. If they haven't made a decision to change, they're going to come to you and sit there like that, hands open, mouth open, waiting for you to feed them. They just want a fish. Remember the fish? Give a man a fish, he'll eat for today. Well, if they haven't made a decision to change, then you can give them as many fish as they want. But see, tomorrow, they're just going to keep on coming back. If you want that, that's fine, but that's not okay for me, and that's not what I've ever found to be rewarding or fulfilling at all. So that's step one. Hope it makes sense. Look forward to seeing you in the next video where we're going to take things just a little bit further.